阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始安息日的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this morning Sabbath service.
唱诗130首 A.
Let's all rise and sing hymn 130 A.
现在来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们安息日的聚会。
Now we're going to pray and ask that God guide our service.
也带领我们这次宣道的讲习会。
And ask that He also lead us in this evangelical workers' workshop.
让我们对主耶稣启示在真教会得救的要道，有更清楚的了解。
So that we can better understand and receive better, greater revelations about His plan for His church.
也能够靠着圣灵的帮助来持守这个真道的奥秘。
And that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can also be the key. We can preserve His truth.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。 感谢主，从今天开始，我们在伯恩教会有两年举办的一次的宣道讲习会。
Thank God that we have the opportunity once every 2 years to have evangelical training.
主耶稣给我们两大使命。
The Lord gave us 2 great missions.
第一个，往普天下传福音给万民听。
The first was to go and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
第二个，牧养他的羊。
And the second was to tend and pastor to his sheep.
圣经说，信而受洗必然得救。
The Bible says that believe and be baptized and you'll be saved.
信什么？
What do you believe?
当然信耶稣。
Of course it is to believe Jesus Christ.
那什么叫做信耶稣？
And what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ?
就是相信他是救主。
It's to believe that he is the one true savior.
相信他的话是得救的一条路。
It is to believe that his words are the path to salvation.
所以我们在宣道的过程当中要学习我们在信什么，这是很重要的。
So in the process of our evangelism, to learn what we believe is very important.
那这样我们才能够懂得怎么带领人进到得救的要道。
Because only in that way can we know how to bring people to the path of salvation.
我们在上一节在学习到我们教会重要的教义。
In the last session, we discussed the important doctrines of the church.
因为有时候我们在基督教界里面一般都强调爱。
Because in the Christian world, we often emphasize on love.
这个是绝对需要的。
This is an absolute must.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
所以神同在的教会充满着爱，这是不错的。
So if the body of Christ is filled with love, that is correct.
但是教会是神所充满的。
But church is also filled with God.
神是什么？
And what is God?
约翰福音第一章说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And John chapter 1 says that the word became manifested in flesh.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
主耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理。
And Jesus Christ once said that he is a path and he is the truth.
所以教会也应该要讲真理。
And so the church must also preach the truth.
主耶稣就是真理。
And Jesus Christ is that truth.
那教会也要讲圣灵。
And the church also discusses Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
就是神本身。
It is His very essence.
所以强调爱是对的。
So emphasizing love is correct.
但是这不是全部。
But it's not everything.
也要强调得救的要道。
We must also emphasize the keys to salvation.
要得救，强调圣灵。
As well as the Holy Spirit.
因为这个都是神充满一个地方的特色。
Because these are all the essence of God.
有一次我们教会在圣地亚哥租了一个华人的教会来做聚会的地方。
Once in San Diego, our church actually rented out an Asian church for evangelical purposes.
那个牧师他的弟弟吧，那个牧师80几岁，他的弟弟在中国大陆是我们教会的传道人。
And that minister's younger brother was actually a pastor for our church in China.
所以他很乐意就把教会借给我们用。
So he very happily allowed us to rent his church.
那我们第一次聚会的时候。
And the first time we had service there.
这个牧师说他要讲几句话。
The minister, their minister said, I would like to share some words.
那因为我们用他的会堂嘛，他要讲几句话，我们也没有办法说不可以啊。
And because we were using his chapel facilities, we couldn't reject him.
因为原则上真耶稣教会的会堂是不会给其他教会的工人站着来讲道。
Because in principle, True Jesus Church will not allow others to stand on the pulpit.
原因是因为我们的共信之道不同。
Because our fundamental beliefs are different.
这个共信不道不同，如果允许他在台上讲道，就是在传播笑。
And so if we are allowing that, it is as if we are allowing leaven into the bread.
这个笑一发起来以后，会造成教会的分裂。
And allowing yeast into the bread will eventually cause division in the church.
因为教会的合一不只是讲爱，这个合一也要在真道上，在圣灵里面。
Because the unity of the church does not depend on love alone, it also depends on the truth.
哦，所以这个牧师就讲了，人说真耶稣教会是异端，他说啊，他说我觉得不是。
And that minister said, some people say that True Jesus Church is a heretic branch, and I don't think so.
哦，我听了就很高兴，然后这个不是说我们教会不是异端。
And when I heard that, I was very happy because he said that our church wasn't heresies.
哦，他说真耶稣教会是极端，哇，糟糕了。极端 extreme。
He said that our church was an extremist church.
会后我就跟他沟通了。
And so after service, I tried to communicate with him.
怎么不是异端就变成极端了
？How come we went from heresy to extremist？
他说你们真耶稣教会太强调圣灵了。
Because he said your church emphasizes too greatly upon Holy Spirit.
强调圣灵，这是绝对我同意的。
And emphasizing on the Holy Spirit, I completely believe in.
哦，但是所谓太强调，什么叫做太强调
？But to emphasize it too greatly, what does it mean to emphasize it too much？
哎，真的，每一个慕道朋友到真耶稣教来，第一个感觉就是祷告不一样。
Every friend that comes into our church, the first thing they notice that's different is the Holy Spirit.
那第二个，如果我们一进到慕道班，第一件事情一定会讲圣灵。
And once they went go to Truth Seeker class, the first thing they'll talk about is Holy Spirit.
因为强调圣灵啊，这是真耶稣教会的特色。
Because Holy Spirit is the characteristic of True Jesus Church.
我们来想一个历史的事实。
Let's think about a historical example.
是先有圣灵还是先有教会
？Did the church first exist, or did Holy Spirit first exist？
这个教会的开始在哪里？
When did church begin?
教会的开始在《使徒行传》第二章。
It began in Acts chapter 2.
彼得讲道。
Peter gave a sermon.
然后三千个人受感动。
And 3,000 were moved.
圣经说是扎心了。
It says that they were struck in the heart.
那就问彼得说我们应该怎么做。
And so they asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得说你要悔改。
Peter said that you must repent.
奉耶稣的名受洗。
And in the name of Jesus Christ be baptized.
就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And you will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以就在那个洗礼当中教会就建立了。
And so in that baptism the church was established.
但是在第二章的开始就是第一次圣灵降临。
And that was the first instance of the Holy Spirit's descension.
第一次圣灵降临是看得见、听得见的。
It was something that could be heard and seen.
好像大风吹过，又好像舌头，好像火焰显现出来。
It was as if a great wind and fire came upon the people.
所以主耶稣升天以后，降下圣灵，然后来建设教会。
And so after the Lord ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit descended and to guide the church.
现在很多的基督徒他们在读圣经，发现有圣灵降临。
And now many Christians today are reading the Bible more closely and finding that there is a Holy Spirit.
所以开始在求圣灵。
And so now they are starting to seek the Holy Spirit.
那如果从圣经看起来
，But when we look from the Bible's perspective,
是圣灵先降下来，然后再建设教会。
Was it? It was the Holy Spirit that first descended to establish the church.
那我们真耶稣教会的开始
，And the beginning of the Holy Church.
也是早期的工人先领受圣灵。
Also came because the first workers received the Holy Spirit.
然后神启示他们得救的要道。
And the Holy Spirit revealed to them the mysteries of the salvation.
所以从1917年就开始，
so、
我们真耶稣教会。
So in 1917 began the True Jesus Church.
这是一个圣灵建设的教会。
So this is a church that is established by the Holy Spirit.
所以在真耶稣教会，我们会发现很大的不同。教会的创办人是谁
？And you'll find another difference.From other churches, who established True Jesus Church?
很多在研究教会历史的人都要从他们教会的创办人去研究他的神学思想是什么。
Many other denominations they will point out to a singular character in their church history.
但是来到真耶稣教会发现很大的不同。
But in True Jesus Church, there is a difference.
我们强调的不是真耶稣教会创办的人是谁。
We don't emphasize on who founded the church.
其实这三个工人神用他们来开拓早期的真耶稣教会，他很早就离世了。
Actually, those three that established, that founded the church have long passed away.
这只是神的工具。
They were only God's tools.
真的，我们教会的创办人是神。
And truly, the one who established the church was God.
是借着圣灵降临。
through the descension of the Holy Spirit.
用这三个功能当作他的工具来传得救的要道。
And those three were simply the tools used to establish his church.
所以我们在教会里面不强调任何一个人，也不强调哪一个人的神学思想，这不重要。
So in True Jesus Church, we never emphasize any particular individual or his theology.
我们强调的神启示给我们得救的要道是什么。
Rather, we emphasize on what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us as the mysteries of salvation.
那我们在教会里面有所谓十大信条。
And there are 10 basic beliefs in our church.
还有五大教义。
And five doctrines.
哎呀，这个五大教义啊，就是跟一般教会完全不一样。
And these are also fundamentally different from other denominations.
那十大信条有一些跟一般教会是一样的。
And there are many overlapping areas in our 10 basic beliefs.
如果有人问真耶稣教会跟一般教会有什么相同，有什么不同？
And some might ask, where are the similarities and differences between our church and others?
相同有三点。
There are three similarities.
我们敬拜同一个神。
We worship the same God.
我们相信同一个耶稣。
We believe in the same Jesus Christ.
我们用同一本圣经。
And we use the same Bible.
不同的是什么？
What is the difference?
最少有五点。
There are at least five points.
这个五点就是五大教义。
And these are the five doctrines.
五大教义里面有三个典礼。
And there are three sacraments in these.
洗礼。
Water baptism,
洗脚礼,
foot washing,
圣餐礼,
and Holy Communion,
再加上圣灵,
and we add on Holy Spirit,
再加上安息日,
and the Holy Sabbath.
这个五点是神启示的，跟一般教会完全不一样。
These five were divine inspirations that set us apart from other churches.
那这个五点里面，这个三个典礼跟得救有关。
And three of these sacraments have completely pertained to salvation.
所以如果我们对得救的教义完全了解。
So if we completely understand the keys to salvation,
自然的结论，这个就是圣经里面的一个身体。
The natural conclusion that is that this is the body of Christ.
这是对圣经得救要道了解以后的自然的结论。
This is a very natural conclusion you'll reach.
那在这一节里面，我们要来查考一个题目，就是我们五大教义里面一个就是圣灵。
And so we're going to study the doctrine of Holy Spirit.
我们跟一般基督徒在谈论这个圣灵的问题。
So when we discuss with other Christian denominations about the Holy Spirit,
常常会有一个共同的争执点。
We will often have a point of contention.
就是到底信了是不是就有圣灵？
It is when you first believed, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做得圣灵？
And what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit?
得圣灵有什么重要性？
What is the significance and importance of receiving the Holy Spirit?
为什么真耶稣教会这么强调圣灵？
Why does the True Jesus Church emphasize so heavily upon the Holy Spirit?
圣经里面在强调圣灵就是神的灵。
The Bible emphasizes that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那圣灵也是主耶稣的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Christ.
因为主耶稣就是神嘛。
Because God is Christ.
所以圣灵是神的灵，也是主耶稣的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Christ as well as the Spirit of God.
那我们就来想，为什么人需要来领受圣灵？
Now why do we need to have the Holy Spirit?
我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's first turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四，先看哈，加拉太书好。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第四章。
Chapter four.
从第五节到第七节，请读。
From verse 5 to 7. To redeem those that who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
这个第七节说，从此你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子。
It says, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son.
信耶稣有一个身份上极大的改变。
When you believe in Christ, there is a great change in your status.
就是从罪的奴仆变成神的儿子。
From a slave of sin, you become a son of Christ.
那为什么我们这么有把握我是神的儿子？
Why do we have such conviction that we are the sons of God?
我是神的儿子，我这样讲就是神的儿子吗？
If I just say I am the son of God, am I a son of God?
那对第六节说，神差他儿子的灵进到你的内心，呼叫阿爸父。
In verse 6 it says, becauseit says that God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba Father.
所以这个圣灵啊，这是一个很清楚来证明神接纳我们做他的儿子。
So the Holy Spirit is evidence that God has accepted us as his sons.
那在什么时候我们可以领受圣灵？
And when do we receive the Holy Spirit?
第五节。
Verse 5.
说要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
To redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
主耶稣的宝血叫做赎价。
Jesus Christ's blood was was
赎价啊 ，ransom.
The ransom.
这是重价，所以圣经说我们是重价买来的。
So we were bought at a ransom, a price.
那买就是这个主权的转移。
And this purchasing process was where our status changed.
本来我们是在魔鬼的控制之下。
So we were originally under the authority of the devil.
那经过主耶稣买过来，我们现在变成在神的掌管之下。
And because we are bought under Christ, through Christ, now we are under the authority of God.
那从魔鬼的主权变成神的主权，这个要付代价。
So to turn from the authority of Satan to the authority of God, it required that ransom.
那个代价就是主耶稣的宝血。
And that price was Christ's blood.
那个过程就是赦罪。
And that is the process of the remission of sin.
也就是在洗礼的时候发生的。
And that remission occurs during baptism.
所以洗礼是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So in baptism, we bury with Christ and we rise again with Christ.
在进入水里面的时候，我们还是罪人。
When we enter the water, we were still sinners.
低头与主同死。
And when we bow our head, we bow our head in likeness of his death.
全身入浸与主同埋葬。
We are fully immersed and then, and we are fully buried.
从水里上来与主同复活。
And when we rise from the water, we are risen with Christ.
那这样我们就改变主人，就变成神的儿女。
And then we have changed the authority from, to the authority of God.
主耶稣给我们做一个榜样。
And Christ himself set the example.
所以当主耶稣从水里上来，第一个天开了。
So when Christ first was baptized by John, the first thing that happened was the heavens
opened. 第二个，圣灵好像鸽子从天上降下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended as a dove.
第三个，有一个声音说，这是我的爱子。
And then there was a voice saying that this is my son whom I love.
这是一个榜样。
And this was his example for us.
当我们洗礼从水里面上来。
When we baptize and we come up from the water.
我们跟神的关系变成正常。
Our relationship has been restored with God.
变成神的儿子。
We have become his sons.
所以我们可以回到天国，天开了。
So we can return to his heavenly kingdom.
那证明就是圣灵从天上降下来在我们身上。
And the evidence is that Holy Spirit has descended into our hearts.
那祷告的时候，圣灵从我们的心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And when we pray, the Spirit himself cries out, Abba Father.
所以为什么得圣灵这么重要？
So why is receiving the Holy Spirit so important?
这是证明我们是神的儿女。
It is because it is the evidence that we are his sons.
那这个圣灵的降临也代表我们的洗礼罪得赦免。
And that the Holy Spirit descended also shows us that our sins have been forgiven.
我们来看《使徒行传》二章。
Let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传》二章。
Acts chapter 2.
38节。
Verse 38. 38, then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里讲说，受洗罪得赦免，就必领受所应许的圣灵。
It says that you will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是领受圣灵每一个人的时刻不一样。
But the timing for receiving the Holy Spirit for everyone is different.
有的人是洗礼起来马上得圣灵。
Some people receive it upon rising from baptism.
有的人过几个礼拜，有人过几个月，每个人的时间不一样。
Some people receive it after a few weeks, some after a few months. Everybody is different.
但是这是应许的，每一个人赦罪洗礼以后一定会得到。
But this is the promise that was given to everyone who is baptized in His name.
因此 我们再看一节罗马书第八章。
Let's also turn to the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
十六节。
Verse 16.
从十五节开始。
Verse 15.
到十六节，十七节，请读。
15 to 17. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
这里说圣灵跟我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Here it says that the Spirit Himself bears witness that we are children of God.
做儿女就是做后世。
If children, then we are heirs.
如果你的父亲很有钱很自然的，有一天父亲的钱就变成他孩子的。
If your father has a lot of money, then one day that wealth will become yours.
我们的天父。
And our father.
在天上充满着荣耀。
He is full of glory.
所以得到圣灵要证明我们要在父的国里面来领受这个荣耀。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is in the future receiving that glory.
领受那个永生。
Receiving that eternal life.
所以得圣灵为什么这么重要？因为跟神的儿子有关，跟得救有关。
So why is receiving the Holy Spirit so important? It's because it relates to the sonship of God as well as our salvation.
我们现在再来看罗马书。
Let's also look at the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
请读。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
第六节。
Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
第七节保罗在提到灵修上的一个挣扎。
In chapter 7, he talks about Paul talks about a struggle in spirituality.
第七章十八节。
In chapter 7, verse 18.
说在我肉体中没有良善。
It says that for in me, nothing good dwells.
我立志行善，由得我，行不出来，不由得我。
For to will is present with me, but how to perform it?
十九节。
Verse 19.
我愿意的善，我不做不出来；我不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
For the good that I will to do, I do not do; but the evil I will not to do that I practice.
人有良心呢。
Men have conscience.
但是人也有罪性。
But men also have the sinful nature.
所以良心叫我们行善。
So our conscience tells us to do good.
但是罪性抓住我们，行不出来。
But our sinful nature grasps us and does not allow us to do it.
良心叫我们不可以作恶。
So our conscience tells us not to do evil.
但罪性控制我们一起去做恶、想恶、讲恶的。
But that sinful nature bounds us so that we do and act and speak evil.
所以人在灵修的过程当中觉得真的苦。
So in his in the life the spiritual journey it really feels bitter.
因为我没有办法控制里面的罪性。
Because we are unable to control our sinful nature. So what do we do?
第八章就给我们答案了。
So chapter 8 gives us the answer.
所以从圣灵体贴圣灵的事。
So in the Spirit, we can know the things of the Spirit.
这个叫圣灵的更新。
That is the renewal of the Spirit.
所以第六章讲洗礼让我们称义。
And Holy Baptism will allow us to be righteous.
那第八章讲圣灵让我们成圣。
And in chapter 8, the Holy Spirit will allow us to be renewed.
称义是身份上的改变。
To be baptized and to be righteous is a change in your status.
在身份上变成神的儿女。
In your status, you have become the children of God.
那成圣是一个人内在的更新。
But to become holy and sanctified, that is a change within you.
人里面的罪性被神性所取代。
So that your inward spirit,sinful nature can be overcome by the spiritual nature.
那因为里面有更新，所以外面的生活结的果子就有不一样，生活就不一样。
And because your inward nature has changed and transformed, you will bear the outward fruit.
所以为什么得圣灵这么重要？
So why is the Holy Spirit so important?
因为圣灵会帮助我们成圣。
Because the Holy Spirit will allow us to be sanctified.
所以一个人受洗得圣，一定要追求圣灵，而且要求圣灵的充满。
So someone who wishes to be sanctified must pursue the Holy Spirit and bear its fruits.
那圣灵的充满叫做结果子。
The fullness of the Holy Spirit is to bear fruit.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.Verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
这个十七节就在讲我们里面有两个力量。
So in 17 is talking about how we have two powers inside of us.
使我们不能够做所愿意做的。
So that we do not do what we wish to do.
但是这个会改变。
But this will change.
怎么改变？
How will it change?
我们看22节。
Let's look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when one is filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个属灵的力量比较强。
The Spirit's power is greater.
这个罪性就被解除。
So that that sinful nature becomes diminished.
我们就可以很自由行道理。
And we can very naturally and freely act.
所以我们要行道理，如果被圣灵充满真的是不困难。
So if we want to do the will of God and His commandments, it no longer becomes difficult.
因为圣灵给我们力量。
Because the Spirit has given us power.
所以错的我们可以不做，对的我们可以做得出来。
So the things that are evil, we won't do any longer, and the things that are good, we do.
那这样的话，我们的生活有一个改变，叫做结果子。
And that way, our lives transform in that we bear fruit.
所以我们过去一直在强调要求圣灵。
So in the past, we continually emphasized pursuing the Holy Spirit.
因为这跟得天国的基业有关系。
Because it has to do with the sonship of God.
这个强调是没有错误的。
So emphasizing it is correct.
但是我们也要强调被圣灵充满。
But we also have to emphasize the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
因为被圣灵充满，我们在活在这个地面上就可以体验到它很多的好处。
Because then when we live on earth, we can taste all the goodness of His Spirit.
我们仔细看这个圣灵的果子。
Let's continue to look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Gentleness and self-control.
我们想想看如果我们家里面有一棵果树
，Let's think about it. If our house, our garden had one tree,
它也会结葡萄。
It would bear grapes.
也会结什么？你要的都有了苹果。
Whatever you wanted, it would bear.
也会结木瓜。
It would bear papayas and apples.
什么都有啊。
Bear everything.
那一棵果树就是宝贝是不是
that tree would be your treasure.
那如果你一个家庭里面有五棵这样的树这个房子卖起来价钱一定很高。
And if your garden had five such trees, your house would be invaluable.
那我们现在想想看
So just think about it.
我们每一个人就是一棵果树。
Each one of us is a tree.
如果每个人都结果子。
If every one of us bore fruit.
就是这个表现。
And that's in your behavior.
第一个，他很有爱心。
First, they had a lot of love.
第二个，他很喜乐。
They're very joyful.
第三个，他是很和平、很平安的人。
They're very peaceful.
第四个，他很会忍耐。
And they suffer long.
第五个，他很有恩慈。
They're very kind.
第六个，他很良善，他里面没有恶。
They're very good. They have no evil within them.
再来，他很信实。
And they're faithful.
讲话就算话。
Whatever they say, they do.
你可以信任的。
You can rely on them.
再来，他可以很温柔。
And they are gentle.
不会很刚硬，很暴躁。
They're not very violent.
再来，他很有节制，不会走极端。
And they are self-controlled.
那我们就发现了，我们家里面的人都在享受这一个人的果子。
And think if everyone in the family could partake and enjoy that fruit.
那如果家里面有五个人，五棵果树都结果子，这个家庭像天国一样。
And if there are five such fruits in the household, then really it's like heaven on earth.
所以一个信仰如果真的有在追求，常常祷告，被圣灵充满，这个家庭是很圆满、很幸福的。
So if a household is continually pursuing after God and the Holy Spirit. the fruits of the Holy Spirit, how joyful that is.
好，所以为什么要求圣灵？
So why do we have to pursue after the Holy Spirit?
祂会帮助我们结果子。
It'll help us to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那这个果子让我们的生活变成很有价值，让我们自己可以享受，别人可以享受。
And that fruit will allow our lives to become invaluable so that everyone may enjoy it.
再想想看，如果我们把它倒过来想。
And let's reverse our thinking.
大家都很自私，没有爱心。
What if everyone was very selfish and had no love?
活着也没有什么喜乐，才天天忧愁。
They lived without joy and was constantly depressed.
没有平安。
They had no peace.
不会忍耐。
They didn't know how to be patient.
里面有什么苦毒、嫉妒，没有良善。
And in their hearts was bitterness and jealousy, and they had no kindness.
里面很刚硬，不会温柔。
They were very hard in their heart without gentleness.
做事情也没有节制。
They did things without limit.
那这样的家庭是什么？
What kind of household is that?
这样家庭就是地狱嘛。
Is that hell?
所以我们的生活可以变成天国，在地如天。
So our lives can be heaven on earth.
那这个叫做生活的品质。
And so that is the quality of your life.
我们现在注重生活水准。
Right now, we always emphasize our the quality
living,
of our life.
Living standard.
Our living standards.
这是物质的。
This is material.
但是信仰要改变我们生活的品质。
But your spirit will change the living standard of your spirituality.
这是内在的。
This is internal.
从里面人的个性、想法一直变化更新。
From inside, your nature, your very nature will change.
所以最幸福的家庭就是每个人都结果子。
So the most happy family is one where everyone bears fruits.
那圣灵还有功用，就是启示，帮我们启示道理。
And the Holy Spirit has another function, which is to reveal to us the mysteries of the Word.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
约翰十六章。
John chapter 16.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13. But I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come.
主耶稣说，我有好多事告诉你，但你不能明白。
Jesus Christ said that I have so many things to say to you, but you cannot understand them now.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the words He spoke were life; they were spirit.
当主耶稣告诉尼哥底母你要重生
，And when He told Nicodemus that you must be born again,
尼哥底母也听不懂啊。
Nicodemus did not understand.
他就用地上的经验来想主耶稣讲的什么意思。
Because he tried to use his experience in the world to understand.
我年纪大了，我怎么进到母亲的肚子再生出来？这个就是地上的经验。
If I'm already old, how can I be born again in my mother's womb? That's the experience of the world.
所以主耶稣讲的话，你头脑再好，有时候你也听不懂。
So whatever Jesus Christ spoke, regardless of how great your mind is, sometimes you cannot understand.
因为这是灵，就是生命。
Because that is the spiritual realm.
那十三节，只等真理的圣灵来，他就要叫你们明白。
But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth.
所以我们要问一个问题。
So let's ask ourselves.
为什么圣经只有一本，跑出这么多教会来？
Why is there only one Bible, yet so many denominations?
一个关键就是对圣经解释不一样。
It's because there are different interpretations of the word.
为什么要进浸会？
Why do we have to come to church?
因为他强调浸礼。
Because
强调浸礼 baptism.
Because it emphasizes baptism.
为什么要安息日会？
Why is there the Baptist church?
因为他强调安息日。
Because they emphasize Sabbath.
为什么会有五旬节教会？
And why is there the Pentecostal church?
因为它强调圣灵。
Because they emphasize the Holy Spirit.
所以这个教派的不同，就是同一本圣经有各种不同的解释。
And so that there are so many denominations is because there are many interpretations of the Bible.
那为什么同一本圣经会有这么多不同的解释？
And why are there so many interpretations of the Bible?
因为从第二世纪开始。
Because from the Second World War.
Yeah, 第二世纪 second century.
The second century.
这个圣灵已经离开了。
The Holy Spirit departed from earth.
所以教会没有圣灵。
So the church no longer had the Bible.
后来就变成罗马天主教。
And it became the Roman Catholic time.
到罗马马丁路德改教以后。
And after the Lutheran reform.
就跑出很多的教派来。
Many denominations established.
没有圣灵，对圣经的解释就不会合一。
And without understanding the same understanding, there is no unity.
那对圣经的解释不能合一，就跑出很多的教派。
And when you cannot have one unified understanding of the Bible, you will have many denominations.
马丁路德改教，他有一个门徒。
When Martin Luther enacted his reforms, he had one follower.
跟他对圣餐的看法不一样。
Who disagreed with his interpretation of Holy Communion.
后来那个门徒就分出去，就成立另外一个教派。
So he branched out and he established his own branch.
所以这个教会里面对得救的教义一定要在圣灵的带领之下要相同。
So in the church, there must be one unified understanding through the Holy Spirit.
那要相同，一定在圣灵的带领之下才会相同。
And to be unified must be through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真耶稣教会一个宝贵的地方就是我们的得救教义都是一样的。
So one very precious part of the True Jesus Church is that through the Holy Spirit we have one unified view.
这是因为我们有启示的真理。
That's because we have an enlightened truth.
所以为什么要领受圣灵？
And so why do we have to receive the Holy Spirit?
他启示给我们真理。
Because it has revealed to us the mysteries of the truth.
那当我们在想什么叫领受圣灵的时候，
And so when we think about what it means to receive the Holy Spirit,
我们发现一般基督徒跟我们看法非常不同。
We find that many churches have different opinions from us.
一个最常见的看法就是你信就有圣灵。
The most common belief is that if you believe in your heart, then you receive the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵你怎么会信？
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you didn't believe.
第二个，
the second.
你受洗的时候就有圣灵。
When you were baptized, you automatically received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到一般基督徒他们很少在想我有没有圣灵这件事情。
So many Christians outside never think about whether they actually have the Holy Spirit. Why?
因为他从慕道那一天开始，他就被教导你信就有圣灵。
Because when they first began coming to church, they were taught that when you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit.
你受洗就有圣灵了。
And when you were baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们回到历史的事实来看，
But when we return to the historical records,
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
先看《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts 19。
《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts chapter 19。
第二节。
Verse 2。He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to them, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit."
保罗到以弗所，第一个问题问什么
？What was the first question that Paul asked when he arrived?
你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
有很多的基督徒，你跟他问这个问题，你信的时候受圣灵没有
？You ask many Christians, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
有两个典型的答案。
There are two typical answers.
第一个就是我从来没有想过这个问题。
The first is I've never thought of that question.
第二个说，我有啊，我受洗就有圣灵。
The second is yes, I received it when I was baptized.
但是以弗所信徒说没有，也没有听见圣灵下来。
But the Ephesians said, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
那保罗马上想，那你受的是什么洗？
So he immediately asked, into what then were you baptized?
他讲约翰的洗。
They said John's baptism.
那保罗就告诉他要在奉耶稣的名洗礼一次。
And so, he taught them that they must be baptized in the one that would come after him.
那洗礼完，按着在头上，圣灵就降下来。
So when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Paul laid his hands, and the Holy Spirit came upon them.
而且他可以算一共这十二个人。
And so in total, there were 12.
所以这里我们就可以看到不是相信就有圣灵。
So here we see that it's not just believing that you will receive the Holy
Spirit. 要接受赦罪的洗礼以后，跟使徒行传二章三十八节祷告，圣灵才会降下来。
You must receive the baptism through Jesus Christ that is recorded in Acts chapter 2. Then you pray and then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们现在来看使徒行传第八章。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 8.
从十四节念到十七节。
From verse 14 to 17. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had yet fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
如果从第四节念到十三节，我们发现一件事情很难了解。
If we read verse 4 to 13, we'll find something very difficult to understand.
腓力去传福音，神迹奇事大大的显明。
When Philip went to preach the gospel, great signs and miracles followed him.
所以好多人信耶稣。
So many believed in Jesus Christ.
一个这么有能力的工作的，没有一个人得圣灵。
And yet, such a great work, and yet none of them had received the Holy Spirit.
所以后来，彼得、约翰被差去到撒玛利亚去。
And so the church decided to send Peter and John to this region.
两个人到了只有一个目的。
And the two of them came for one explicit purpose.
要叫他们受圣灵。
For that, so that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们跟慕道朋友在其他的基督徒在问呢，请他把这一段请他读。
So if there is one, another Christian who doubts, just ask them to read this passage.
读完问几个问题。
And then after you have them read the passage.
第一个，撒玛利亚的人有没有信耶稣？
Ask one, did the Samaritans believe in Christ Jesus?
有。
Yes, they
did. 第二个，撒玛利亚人有没有受洗？
Second, were they baptized in the name of Jesus?
有。
Yes.
第三个，撒玛利亚人有没有得圣灵？
Third, did they receive the Holy Spirit?
这个讲得很清楚啊，圣灵还没有降在他们身上。
Then the answer becomes clear because the Holy Spirit had not yet, they had not yet received it.
所以这个历史的事实就告诉我们，洗礼。受洗这很好，但是不等于得圣灵。
So this historical example tells us that yes, believing and receiving baptism is very important, but is not automatically equivalent to receiving the Holy Spirit.
相信可能是去年。
Believing might have been last year.
洗礼可能是今年。
Maybe this year, then you were baptized.
得圣灵可能是明年。
And receiving the Holy Spirit will be next year.
常常这时段是不一样的。
So the timing sometimes is different.
好，那他什么时候得圣灵？
And what time do you receive the Holy Spirit?
彼得按手在他头上，使徒按手在头上，他们就受圣灵。
And when they laid their hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是看不见的。
And the Holy Spirit is something you can't see.
当你这个插座插在插头，你怎么知道那个插座有没有电？
When you plug into an outlet, how do you know that there is electricity?
电看不见啊。
Although you cannot see.
插上去灯会亮，或电扇会转，就是表示那里面有电啊。
But when you plug in a lamp, you will see the light emit.
那次使徒按手，怎么能够知道他得圣灵呢？
So when they laid their hands on them, how did they know they received the Holy Spirit?
十八节。
Verse 18.
西门看见使徒按手，就有圣灵降下来。
Then Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostle's hands, the Holy Spirit was given.
所以他有一个外在现象的表现，看得见。
So there is an external manifestation that you can see.
这跟《使徒行传》第二章讲的，把你们看见、听见的圣灵降下来是一样的。
So this is the same as that was recorded in Acts chapter 2, just what you've heard and what you've seen.
所以我们从圣经的教导、历史的事实做一个结论。
So from the teaching of the Bible and historical examples, we can make a conclusion.
得圣灵非常重要。
Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit is very
important. 受洗如果真的罪得赦免，一定可以领受应许的圣灵。
And if you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
但是这个时候可能不一样。
But the timing might not be the same.
受洗不等于得圣灵。
Baptizing does not equal receiving the Holy
Spirit. 相信不等于得圣灵。
And believing does not equal receiving the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵有一个外在现象的表现。
Receiving the Holy Spirit has an outward manifestation.
就是说方言。
And that is speaking in tongues.
所以说方言才算得圣灵。
So speaking in tongues means that you receive the Holy Spirit.
这是我们教会的共信之道。
This is the unified view of our church.
那我们在这个圣灵的带领之下，教会就可以合一。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our church can be unified.
我们也可以很清楚知道我是神的儿子。
And we can be very clear that we are sons of God.
我有天国的盼望。
We have the hope of heavenly kingdom.
我有成圣的力量。
And we have the power for sanctification.
我可以靠圣灵来结果子。
And we can, through the Holy Spirit, bear fruits.
真的让我的家庭来享受圣灵的果子。
And we can allow our families to enjoy the fruits.
所以圣灵是极其宝贵的。
And so how precious is the Holy Spirit?
因此我们会继续强调圣灵。
So we will continue to emphasize the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也会继续来帮助我们个人跟我们的教会。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to help us individually as well as the church.
唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
331.
331.
ever near the creation side. Did it abide the band, pilgrim in a desert land, weary soul for every joy. Why did he the sweetest voice whisper softly, wonder come, follow me, our guiding home, ever present, truly friend, ever near thy adorant, live not to doubt and fear, groping on in darkness deep, when the storm arises. Go fan and hook it on. Whisper softly, wonder God, follow me, our guide home. When our day of toil shall cease, waiting still for sweeter. Nothing left but heaven prayer, none in that our name are there, waiting till the dismal breathing not but Jesus. Whisper softly, wonder follow me, the guiding
home。有一次我在非洲请坐。
Please be seated。
一个信徒说，真耶稣教会是最好讲道的地方，也是最难讲道的地方。
When I was in Africa, there was someone who said that True Jesus Church is the easiest place and yet also the hardest place to preach the gospel。
我在非洲遇到这样的信徒，我真的是很感谢神。
To speak the word, and so I really thanked God for meeting this brother.
因为他对道理懂得相当的深。
Because he had a profound understanding.
我就问他说，为什么是最好讲道？
And so I asked him, why is it the easiest to preach the gospel?
他说，如果你天天读圣经在想圣的话，祷告被圣灵充满后，神感动你讲神的话是讲不完。
And so he said,When you are reading the Bible constantly and in prayer, and God will continually give you revelation so that you will never cease speaking.
所以有时候人就问我们讲道的人啊，说你到底准备讲道要多久？
And so sometimes they ask, oh, how long have you prepared to speak?
有的人说一个月只能一次。
Some people say only once a month.
当然这个态度是相当谨慎的，感谢神啊。
And that is a very
careful 态度啊，他对讲道的态度很谨慎。
He is very careful in his attitude for speaking.
但如果天天读圣经，被圣灵充满，很多可以讲。
But if you read the Bible every day and you are constantly filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not cease having things to say.
那真耶稣教会是最难讲道的地方，那这是什么一回事？
And why is it also the most difficult place to?
因为每个人都有圣灵。
To speak His word, because every one of us have the Holy Spirit.
所以你要讲到他灵里面会有受感动。
And so you have to speak so that the Holy Spirit is moved.
这个就不简单。
That's not easy.
因此，如果我们用人意在讲道，你这个里面的灵不会感动。
When you use man's will and man's words to speak, that you will not move the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是一个很难讲道的地方。
And so it's also a very difficult place.
如果我们自己发明一套新的理论，自己什么新的见解，你讲大家不会感动。
If you use man's understanding to think of your own theologies and new theories, then you won't move anyone.
因为每个人都有圣灵。
Because everyone has the Holy Spirit.
你祷告被圣灵充满，你听到神的话，心里会火热。
But when you hear the word of God, your heart will be on fire.
好像那两个使徒一样，后来就回来了。
Like the two apostles who turned back.
你如果用自己的话讲道，人不会感动。
But if you use man's words to speak, you will not be moved.
那是你讲的。
But
哦，所以真耶稣教会持守纯正的道理其实很简单。
So to hold the mysteries of the faith are very easy.
第一个就是祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
First is prayer, so that everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是真理上的学习。
Second is the understanding of the Word of God.
如果被圣灵充满，真理上有学习，没有一个人能够改变我们的信仰。
If everyone prays diligently and is always filled with the understanding of His Word,
因为圣灵在里面带领我们。
There will never be any lacking because the Holy Spirit will
guide us. 所以我们对真耶稣教没有忧虑。
And so we will have no depression.
只要带领方向正确。
About the church, but rather we will be led in the
correct direction. 祷告被圣灵充满。
And we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后得救的要道讲清楚。
And then the keys to salvation will be stated clearly.
异端没有办法在真理教上存活。
So heresies will not be allowed to take root.
因为真理跟圣灵是连在一起的。
Because truth and Holy Spirit are interlinked.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.